And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Why is UNC hosting a Thursday night football game? My first concern is that this is a regular workday for staff. While students and faculty have some flexibility in their schedules, university staff who want to head out before things become too congested will be expected to arrange to make up the time or perhaps use vacation time. Many staff are understandably distressed by this lack of fairness. Why should staff, without their consultation or consent, be required to bear the costs of this game? Second, there is simply not a good time of day to schedule an event that could bring 60,000 or more people to Keenan Stadium on a workday. The 8 o'clock start time means that traffic congestion will begin as Chapel Hill Carrboro students are leaving their after-school activities and preschool children will be waiting for their parents to pick them up. Why should the children and parents in Chapel Hill bear the costs of this game? The only seeming benefit to UNC of this Thursday night intrusion is that this is a great opportunity to showcase our university on national television. How a football game showcases our university is puzzling when the growing professionalization of Division I sports does not advance the mission of UNC to serve as a center for research, scholarship, and creativity. I, for one, am curious to see if the TV broadcast showcases the as yet unanswered question of how so many athletes ended up in fake classes with bogus grades, or how the university will ensure for the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools the legitimacy of degrees awarded to the students in those classes, or why a talented chancellor felt that his only option in response to all of these scandals was to resign. What is not transparent in the announcement about the scheduling of this game is that UNC, like most of its sister schools, has become sadly addicted to the millions upon millions of dollars that television pays for sports programming, regardless of the harmful impacts. There is indeed one humorous irony about the scheduling. Let's assume for a moment that tens of thousands of UNC sports fans cheering wildly on a Thursday night build loyalty to the team and bond the campus. The disruptive scheduling is justified by taking place during fall break. Fall break, when many students and others may well not even be in town to fill those stadium seats. So why are we having a Thursday night football game? This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On 97.9 FM, WCHL.